Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Let's get to work on this piece by Bach. This is the Allegro Assai from the Violin Sonata in C major. Last time we looked at the beginning, that goes like. Fourth system. So I'm going to pick it up from there. I'll have a new screenshot attached to this one. So now we're down here. We're basically down in third position, or you know, whatever you want to call this. Where, let me make sure you can see my hands. Here we go. To looking at my sheet, reading from Bull. Because after this, you know, just in terms of. Be kind of down in this area, I would think. That's the most logical place to do it. And then once you get to. Still kind of in this lower part of the guitar. I don't think so much strictly in position, but lower, middle, high, stuff like that. So this is basically. C major. Down in this position off of the fifth. That's what I'm playing this out of, this line. Still there. Obviously it's going five of four there to the four. Oh, but it doesn't go. Sorry, it doesn't go to the five of four. It's not the five of four. Usually. You hear that going to the four, but this isn't that kind of thing. This is so I this goes down to the two chord, right? Going to the D minor. So how are we gonna do this? Let's see. Right now I'm remembering my fingering, I'm trying to kind of figure it out again. Now, if I stay here, that's kind of. To me, that's very awkward because I'm thinking of the D minor. I'm thinking kind of this D harmonic minor sound that's like around the fifth position. I kind of want to be in that. That's much more comfortable than playing that stuff down here. It doesn't really. I don't really like that so much. I like. So how can I get up there? So we've got. So maybe I can go.
Where I go? That's not good. No. Okay, I'm going to switch to the pinky. And then go 4, 1, 2, 3. Because I know I want to. I'm looking ahead to this. I kind of, when I'm reading something, I look ahead to like the most difficult or highest part or something like that. And I see this B flat G F E, and I know that kind of has to go like this. So I'm thinking I have to land on that second finger. I could get it like this. Sorry. Maybe I will do that. Yeah, so I can go switch on the pinky, as I said, and then 4, 1, 2, and just lay the 2 down. And now I'm in my D minor kind of stuff here. All that can be done in fifth position. Obviously, I need to be getting back down to this this G7 kind of sound, which is down here. Right? So there seems to be really only one way to do that. I mean, I could use open strings. That's very hard to control, though. I'm going to do it with closed, with fingered notes. Okay, so far from this, from where we started, this is all straightforward. Now here's the switch. This is all straightforward. Now what am I going to do? I'll just come back down with the first finger. I played 1, 2. I'm talking about when I made the switch. So the first G, I'm playing with the first finger, and then 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 4, 2, 1, 4, 1, 2, 1, 4, 2, 1, 4, 2, 2, 4, 2, 1. Boy, it's weird. I've never, never really called out the fingers while I play it. That's weird. So I'm here. Now, I think it's maybe it's Heifetz who plays this with kind of an accent on that. And he changes the accent to be on the downbeat, something like this. Page down here. Okay, so that can be kind of good as it can be a kind of a fun little added bit of flavor to it. So we got but the first time I play that, I'm playing it with the first finger because I'm moving down there, because I'm going. Sense to me, because you just that's the notes that are not G. Now this one, I guess you could go, but to me it's nicer to go and get that with the first finger, going C to G with just the second finger. It's a little awkward. let's bring my first finger over and grab it. And maybe that's a good place to stop because this next part is quite difficult. Yeah, so we'll stop there. So we'll go, this is the passage that we worked on. Notice it's slightly different the second time. The first time it goes like a G7, and then the second time it goes up to the octave. And then it brings back the G7 sound in the next measure. I'm going to play it one more time because it was kind of sloppy the way I did it. Okay. Looks like we could finish up this page on the next video. All right. Let me know any questions you have. Any requests for things to work on with sight reading? I'm really working a lot right now on the music of Miguel Zenon. We have a gig tomorrow night at Miller Theater in New York City, playing his suite called Golden City, a big giant book of music. This is all music for that. So, my reading is, it's a little better than usual because I've been working on this. And that album was just nominated for a Grammy. So, we wish Miguel good luck in getting that piece, getting a statue for that piece of work. So, see you soon and, keep working on this Bach. It's always rewarding to get all the way through a piece. And then, of course, as you practice it, you might end up memorizing it because it's not that hard to memorize, which is also a good thing to try to do. Okay, see you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.